With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. In Major League Baseball action last night, there were lots of zeros, seven shutouts in all, beginning with the Rangers over the Orioles 7-0. In that game, Jacob deGrom had a no-hitter going against Baltimore until Colton Cowser led off the eighth inning with a single. Elsewhere was the Cubs shutting the Cardinals out 8-0. Athletics defeated the Tigers 3-0. Rays over the Royals 3-0. Astros beat the Phillies 2-0. It was the Twins 2-0 winners over the Mariners, and the Padres beat the Nationals 1-0. A couple of extra inning games, the Marlins over the Giants in 10, 8-5, and the Guardians beat the Blue Jays 5-4, also in 10 innings. Other winners, White Sox over the Diamondbacks, Mets beat the Braves, Yankees down the Reds, Dodgers beat the Rockies, Brewers over the Pirates, and the Angels winners over the Red Sox. This is SRN Sports. WNBA action, it was the Liberty victors over the Valkyries, and the Aces trounced the Suns. Pro golf, it's the Rocket Classic beginning today at the Detroit Country Club, and the U.S. Senior Open will be at Colorado Springs in Colorado at the Broadmoor Golf Course, the East Course. And even the veteran seniors will be playing a course more than 7,200 yards. It's the NBA draft yesterday. Cooper Flagg, the top pick. He's going to the Dallas Mavericks. The arrival of the Duke forward may give fans in Dallas hope that he might become the next franchise superstar less than 5 months after the team traded star Luka Doncic to the L.A. Lakers last winter. NBA also convening a panel of experts to study Achilles tendon injuries that affected a number of high-profile players, including Indiana star Tyrese Haliburton in the NBA Finals. This is SRN Sports.